Hilchas Kedushin Simin Membez, the last sif, sif hey. After this, there might be a couple of sifin to do, but then we're going to jump to Sheva Brachos and Simchas Chasim Nikala. So let's just finish off this sif. This sif is talks about the Eidus, Psule Eidus of Kedushin. Now, the real halachas of Eidus is found in Choshen Mishpat. There's a whole section called Hilchas Eidus with great detail of various Eidim, who are Skashi, who's Pasal. There's just a very simple overview of the halachas. Of course, it's very relevant for Kedushin, though, pointing who the Eidei Kedushin should be. So the Mechaber says in Sif Hei, HaMekadesh B'Psule Eidus D'Araisa Einon Kedushin. If the Eidim that are present, they are Pasal Midaraisa, so then it's not a good Kedushin at all. There's nothing to talk about. The Kedushin cannot take place if the Eidim are Pasal. So what's considered Eidus P'Sulim D'Araisa? What qualifies as P'Sulim D'Araisa? There's two categories, usually. What are the two categories? Karov is one. Anyone know the other one? No, that's an example of Gzela, that's Madir Banan only, possibly it's a category. No. A Russia. Russia, the politics says Eid is a Russia. He's possible. What qualifies as a Russia? A person who violated a lav, sheish b'malkos. Certainly if there's a lav, sheish b'mises bezdin or kares, that qualifies as a Russia, and he cannot serve as an aid. Now, to be a possible aid because you're Russia. What? Ah, practically. So you need so part of that you need edus that this person violated an iser midiraisa. So you need edus on him to disqualify him from being an aid or making him into a rasha, thus making him apostle. If there's only just some indications and some talks about it, that doesn't make him pasul midiraisa. Wouldn't make him the best aid either, but at the same time wouldn't disqualify him midiraisa. So that's a discussion. But it's Russia or a Karov would make a person pasul midiraisa. And such an Eidus would not, such a Kedushin would not be a good Kedushin. So look what the Chelkas Machokek writes in Sifkat and Yudbeis. This is on the bottom line of the right side of the page, or the right page. HaMekadesh bepsulei Eidus deraisa. HaRambam kasev beperek Yud Gimel Hilchas Eidus dekrovim min ha'av hein min ha'Torah. If it's a relative to the father's side, that's deraisa, aval krovim min ha'em, if it's from the mother's side only, o miderech ishus, or through marriage, psulim midirehim, it's only pasul midirabanan, according to the Rambam. Aval haramban, v'arajba, svirle, dechol ha'nilmudin min ha'medrish, anything that's learned out, hein hein min ha'av, hein min ha'torah, I think, bein krove av, bein krove em. He argues. Ramban says, even if it's only from the mother's side, you have a brother from the mother's side, a half-brother, let's say, that would also be considered a karov and pasul midiraisa, according to the Ramban. The Rambam argues and says only from the father's side. Okay, now then he writes further, Kein chayin chasav ha-magin mishnah, bishmam, v'arav Yehuda ben Harash, chasav gamkein shirabim chokin al-Rambam. Others argue on the other assumption of the Rambam, v'svir lei de korvas ishus min ha-Torah. And if it's a relative through marriage, that would also be considered pasul midiraisa. That would also be considered krovim. So these are three different categories. Pasul, there's a karov from the father, karov from the mother, and then through marriage. And we have a whole big machlokas, which ones are deraisa, which ones are going to be midirabanan.
Does that mean you have the
mimachma? What? We mimachma, yeah. Even though, suffik chumra, suffik deraisa l'chumra, certainly. But even that way, even psulim midirabanan would be a problem also, as we'll see in just a second. So aval b'psuli edus d'rabanan, o b'edim shem safek psuli Torah. Either it's a pasul midirabanan like misachim b'kubya would only be pasul midirabanan, or let's say you don't know. They forgot whether they're really brothers. They didn't know the relationships. So these are im rotze lichnos. If they want to stay married, they have to be chozer mekadesh b'edim k'shem. They have to redo the marriage again with proper edim where there is no safek at all. And look what the Beis Shmuel writes on top of Sifkat and Yud Zayin. He says, Chozer Mekadesh, V'nira De'ein Chozer Mevarech, though. You don't say a new bracha, though. You only do a new Maisa Kedushim. You wouldn't say a new bracha because, of course, Safek Brachos Lehakel. Let's keep going in the Mechaber. He writes, V'imlo Ratzel Lichnos. Let's say they refuse to get remarried. They got married once before.
If there were other people there, like we discussed, then the audience would be fine, right?
Exactly. If other people, which is mostly, this is unlikely this would ever happen. But, you know, when my grandparents got married in their apartment and they had a few people that were there, so those were cases where it's very likely it could have happened. But nowadays it's unlikely. Now, let's say... Yeah.
There's always Krovim there.
Yeah, we discussed this last week. I know you weren't here. We discussed the whole thing of the relatives and... Sorry. Let's say they don't want to get remarried. Right? So they get married. The Chas and Kal get married. Turns out that the Eidim were Pasul Midrabanim. So we say you have to get remarried, but they don't want to get remarried. So what's her status now? Is she married? Does she need to get? So Lacha is, Im lo rota lichnos, tzricha get misafik. She requires a get misafik only, though. They don't really know if they're married. If they were married, Shivale needs a get. If they weren't married, obviously they don't need a get. But this is a safik get. And then, vafilu kafra isha v'amra lo kidashani. And even if the wife denies ever being married to the guy, still we're kofen osolitein get. If there are edim, even though the edim are pasul midrabanan, we still require that he gives her the get. Now look at what the Chelkas Machokek writes here. Sifkat and Yud Gimel, kofen osolitein get. We force him to give her get, even though she denies ever being married to the guy. Rambam kasev kofen osa. We force her likacha get also. We force him to give it, but we also force her to accept the get. Who pasha? It's a very obvious din. Shehi asura linase blow get. It's obvious that she cannot get remarried without the get. Me'achar sheshnei edim akshayr me'atorah me'edim sheniskatsha. So the edim we're talking about are kasha edim. They're just not kasha to them because they might be related to them. Because to the mother side, they're good edim. We trust these people. It's like Moshe and Aaron. They're trustworthy people, but they're krovim to each other. So these two are also trustworthy people in general. So we trust that they're married. The problem is that the kedushin can't take effect with them. But we trust that something had happened. So therefore, we force him to give the get, and we force her to receive the get.
If they don't get the get, somebody has a child otherwise.
Safik mamzer.
So what is that?
What does that mean, Safik Mamzer? So the last parak of Kedushin and Yivamos talks about Safik Mamzer with a Vade Mamzer. So that person has a lot of problems because they can't be with a Vade Mamzer because they might not be a Mamzer. So,
slave.
Exactly. Chatzi Chatzi. So it's a tough situation being a Safik. But there are other Safiks also. They're allowed to be with a Safik, another Safik Mamzer, I believe. Right. Okay. So then the Mechaber writes, V'chein din kol kedushei safik. That's the same halacha for all safik kedushin. Im rata lichnos, if they want to stay married, chozer mekadesh vade. They have to do a good vade marriage. Im rata lo rata lichnos, if they don't want to stay married, then tzricha get me money misafik. They didn't require a get.
What?
Is it kohen? If he's a kohen, there's a problem. If he's a kohen, he could get married. That's fine. But she. Once she's a suffolk get, even though it's only a suffolk get, she can no longer marry a Cohen. There's something called
she can marry him.
She cannot marry him. Her husband's a Cohen, they never got divorced. They're suffolk married right now, but there's never a divorce though. We just don't know if it was a good kedushin, so we say get married again just to be safe.
But not a get.
There's no get given. If they want to leave the marriage, so then they require a get, but that's fine. But once she receives a suffolk get, the halacha is this woman who's a suffolk grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen. There's something called reach get in the Gemara several times. If there's just a smell of a get, someone gives a woman a get, and it wasn't a good get, but it just smelled like a get, reach get, that already considers she's already pasul midrabanan from marrying a kohen.
Can we go back to the other case of the rasha?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen anyone
given
the boot?
I haven't seen. Am I aware of any cases like this? So I don't remember, but there is a case that a certain rabbi who turned out wasn't doing the right things, and so what happens to all those ksubas and kedushin that he testified on? There's a big shaila. So some say. The three way machlok is what to do with this individual's all his psukim with all his kedushin. Some would require a new kedushin. Some taka would. I don't know what happened to these people who got married under this. He was an aid. Misa kedushin doesn't affect anything. But aid. But I know someone who this once upon a time rabbi signed on his ksuba. So I don't know. I never asked him if he got a new ksuba or whatnot. But I think it's a three-way machlok is what to do. Some say only from the point where he was found, mikan l'abba, based on machlok, since Sanhedrin, does it disqualify, but l'mafreya, not necessarily. that's part of the discussion here.
Even though you know that he was up to whatever.
Oh, if you knew at the time, but no one knew at the time.
No, I'm saying if you find out that 3 years ago that behavior started, whatever the behavior was.
Right. So even then, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Right. Okay.
What happens to the person who's married after that point?
With the Russia? Aid Russia, that one? So that he's not a good aid?
They have to separate until they get married. They do it again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, new condition with a good aid.
Now,
kids, so that's a good question. What's the status of the kids? Pashtus is, there's a cloud we have. Einos and Bilasinus. A person doesn't have Bilasinus. So then you might have to claim, if that's the case of the kids, I wonder if that would say it would be Kedushin. I don't know. I'm not sure. Exactly. Messiah Kedushin doesn't really do anything. Even though it's considered the most chashuv thing, it's really meaningless. I mean, he's responsible. We'll see later on, there's a hasimin that you have to know what you're doing if you're going to be Messiah Kedushin, just because you have his responsibility. But in terms of the effect of the Kedushin, he really plays no role in that way.
The bracha is not ma'akev. In other words, if you don't do the bracha's kedushin, we say.
Yeah, it's not ma'akev, correct.
Ma'akev, so two people just say, two kosher witnesses, Ariadna Kadesh is
for sure.
But that's
100%. That's what you always tell a person, the aid of kedushin is the most important thing. Yeah, all the from guys, usually, right. So I've never appointed the aid of kedushin. Okay. You know a lot more than we know, probably, actually. Like, you know, all those, I know what that guy did.
42% of the neighborhoods
are married. But if the person's Mahar and Tshuva before that, does that help?
Yeah, so let's look in light of that. Let's jump down. Well, let's read it further in the Ramah. He's going to address his point of being Mahar Tshuva. We'll get to that.
He also wants to know if you're the therapist of a Russia, what's your obligation to help people that
are married? Fine, so let's hold off on that point. We'll get to the Ramah, and there's a Beis Shmuel on this point. We'll see if your question will be answered. So let's go weiter now. Where are we? Let's go now to the Ramah. We finished in Mechaber? Not yet. Do we? Let's just do three lines in Mechaber. We'll read through it quickly. It's not really so relevant. Im amad acher v'kitcha. Let's say she never got that divorce. She's now suffic married, and she refused to get divorced. And another guy married her, kitcha. Hareta mikudesh l'sheni b'suffic. So now she's married to the second guy, b'suffic. V'tzicha get mishnem. She needs to get from both parties. Oh, migarish rishon, or the first one could divorce her, and then no sisheni. Then she could happily marry the second guy. Avala garish liknos rishon lo. But to divorce the first one and then remarry the first one's usher, why? Because there's a halacha of machzer grushasa. You get divorced, marry someone else, you cannot then remarry your initial divorcee. That's not allowed if you marry someone in the interim.
Even if you just marry,
even though it was a suffolk. Even though it's a suffolk, the second one, still that disqualifies her from ever remarrying the first one. That's what the Mechaber says.
Just by the condition? Just
yes.
By
As a machlok is a Gemara Kedushin or Erusa and Nisun, but I believe we passed, and I believe, I could be wrong, I believe it's Kedushin. Okay. There is school tomorrow, by the way. Thank you, Jeremy. Okay. So there.
I didn't say there's Boston.
No, I just saw. I just got a text from the school that there is a school tomorrow. Okay. The, fine. Fine. Says the Ramah. Ramah writes, Hachoshet al Harayos. Now, this is very important. One who's choshed, only choshed on harayos, apa pi she'ein edim sheba al ha'erva, rak she'chosh bama, they're just a chashad, that alone, pasul le'edis isha, such an individual cannot testify, cannot serve as an eid kedushin, bein le'inin kedushin, bein le'inin gerushin, whether it's about creating marriage or it's ending the marriage, on both ends, such an individual is considered pasul. That doesn't mean choshed al ha'erayos, so look at chelkos mechokek, Siv Katan Yud Dalid. He says, "Achasher al harayos, hine hefresh gadol yesh bein ba'al ha'erva mamish lechasher ba'alma shemisyached in harayos." There's a difference between bia versus yichud ba'alma. The bechasher ba'alma nira she'ina rak pasul mader banan. If there's just the chashad, it's a psul mader banan. De'ain no lav mefurish b'torah rak shu chasher lo so davar. There's no lav that you can't be choshed on something. It's inappropriate. This person's choshev for doing something, but there's no lav, so it's only a pasul psul midirabanan. Aval im ba'al ha'er v'mamish. V'yesh eidim b'davar. So then that's going to be, l'man the pasuk kroshesh, pasul midiraisa. So now this is very, very important. Umiu, l'das k'tas poskim, according to some poskim, ha'poskim k'rav Nachman, who argue, sham, af b'ba'al ha'er v'mamish, is considered kosher le'ed. Why? Me'acha she'yitzro tokvo, kosher le'edus, in general, rak be'edush isha, edus isha, nikra chashed midrabanim. So there's the opinion of Nachman, who holds that a person who's osik in the arayos, so a person, he's not against the Torah, he's not a trustworthy guy, he just can't control himself. There's no self-control. So such an individual is a trustworthy guy in general, just not in the world of ishas. That area where he's nichshalim, that area he's pasul midrabanim, but the rest of the world of edus, he's kasher. That's according to Rav Nachman, and some paskin that way, but it seems from the way the Chelkas Mechokeg is presenting it, most paskin like Rav Sheshes, that a person who's Osek in Arayos will be Pasul Midiraisa on all areas of Edus. Okay. Let's go to, this is a very sensitive topic, for perhaps in modern Orthodox circles, Sifkat and Chaf. Let's look at Sifkat Chashad al Ha'arayos. So what the Beis Shmuel writes here, we could just jump down five lines down in the Beis Shmuel Sifkat and Chaf, in the middle of the line where it says V'im Mechabek. The first word is Lav, so jump to the middle of the line where it says V'im. V'im Mechabek u'menashek le'erva chai ve'krisas u'mises bezdin hu Chashad al Ha'arayos u'pasa mederaisa. Mechabek u'menashek, that means other people's wives even, Eishes Ish, which is, of course, Chiv Krisis and Mises Bezdin, that is considered Chosh Arayos, and a person will be Pasul Mid Araisa. So I'm not sure if you're referring to those types of Edom that you've seen under the Chuppah. I'm sure that has happened to such individuals who do that. That's a big, big problem. Now, next line in the Beis Shmuel is V'im Miyachet Im Ha'arayos Hu Pasul Mid Rabban. If there's just Yichud Ba'alma, but no Chibuk V'nishuk, that would still be Pasul Mid Rabbanim, but nonetheless, it's still considered Pasul. Okay, let's get to, let's finish the Ma, and then we'll do Beis Shmuel, then we'll do an interesting small Piskei Teshuva we'll do, and then we'll stop. So look at, now there's an interesting thing, okay, well, fine, let's go to the Rama. Rama writes,
does intention matter whether it's coming out Erevas Isha, or this is our way of saying hello?
Right. Right. So in light of this, he's not addressing it here, but in your day, there's a discussion, Hilchas Nida, about checking a husband's wife is a Nida. Can he check her pulse? And based on that is a shach, a very important shach, that says since checking a pulse is not derech chiba, so then that's okay, you're just checking the pulse, I'm not derech chiba. So that's what they use, that shaking hands is a heter for shaking hands, that's not derech chiba. Now, it's very hard to say, chibuk and nishuk is not considered derechiba, but it's a social norm, so maybe it's less derechiba than if where it's not socially acceptable. So I've never seen anybody say that, as a social norm not being considered derechiba. That's the real definition. Is that considered derechiba? So I don't know. For them, it's maybe not. I don't know what's called derechiba. For them, that's a handshake. So, not sure. But there's, I guess, some room. The Arab's kissing right now, derechiba. Okay, I've never seen that distinction either. They never said who kisses who. They said just tama chibuk v'nishuk is a derechiba. Okay. Now, where are we? Let's go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes now, Hamakadesh lifnei psulei edus deraisa mikach rishason kigon lifnei anusim oshar rishayim yesh omrim chayshin lekedushin dilmra chazu b'tshuva. So let's say the Edom that were there were involved in some type of rishus, or their anusim. So let's look for a definition here. Look at Sifkat and Tezayin in the Chelkas Mechokik. What's an anus? Kilomer shetchilasan haya ba'onus. They were forced to do something. The sofa, in the end, biratzon, in the end, they did it willingly. She'efshir lahem limalit ve'ovdim avodazar biratzon. Okay, a person who initially was forced to do something, then he said, let me just embrace it. May as well do it happily, whatever the situation is. So in that case, even though they are Nusim or any other Rasha, he writes a very important comment. This is what you were saying, like Gavriel was suggesting, Dilma Chazu B'Tshuva, maybe, Rechoshesh, it's not a Vadei Kedushin, but it was a Chashash, maybe they did Tshuva. So this is what they always say. If a person never appointed to be Eid Kedushin and you can't refuse it for whatever reason, they always say, be Mahar B'tshuva. And when you Mahar B'tshuva, that's going to make a person, everyone's going to be considered a tzaddik. So for some reason, the Rama writes, we're only Choshish for Kedushin because we don't know if they actually were Mahar B'tshuva or not. So look at the Beis Shmuel, Sif Katan Chav Beis, all the way towards the bottom here. He says, Dilma Chazur B'tshuva. He said, "Kasa bechelkas machoke kamayin b'tshuva yira." I don't want to read that line right now. Let's go to go down two lines from the bottom, two lines up. It says, "Velo dami l'tenai almanas shani tzaddik." We know that a person in general is, if he says, "Marry me on condition I'm a tzaddik," and the guy's not really a tzaddik here. But we say chashinon shema hayir b'tshuva. Maybe the guy had a year of tshuva and he's considered tzaddik, and we say it's a good kedushin because yesh reglaim ledavar. Since he made that stipulation that married me on condition that I'm a tzaddik, so then we say perhaps he was Mahar B'tshuva. But prior to this line, he says, we're not really choshes that a person in general was Mahar B'tshuva. Even though the Ramah says this way, the Chelkis Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel says we don't assume that way. We don't assume a person up there did tshuva unless he said something that indicated that way. So that suggestion, Malam B'tshuva,
that's not a standard statement from the Masada Kedushin, just like he separates the Kad.
Because usually the Masada Kedushin should tell the Chas and Kad, they should always make sure who the Ede Kedushin are.
And you don't know anything.
Right, so an experienced or a competent Masada Kedushin should make sure, give me a list of who the Edom are, I need to know, because that's the most important thing.
No, but even if it wasn't
Edom. Oh, no, you have to do research. The Masada has to do research.
The length of the beard is really long.
Yeah. That's no, it's not pictures. No, you find out.
You'll never know.
Oh, right. You never know, but at least some people you know enough. There's good enough indication that he's a trustworthy guy. You can never know what the guy's doing, obviously.
Why would that be?
You know too much.
No, why would that just be standard instructions? Please be
Mahar
and
Shuva. Aha. Right. I hear. Right.
I
hear. And most Eidei Kedushin, if they're a learned person or a musmach, they would know this already, but still, I hear. Good question. Good suggestion. Okay. Fine. Let's now. Yeah, Pisgah Tshuva. Let's do the Pisgah Tshuva quickly and we'll stop here. I know it's getting late, but interesting Pisgah Tshuva for all of you who shave. So, Pisgah Tshuva writes in Sifkat and Yud Ches. This is going back now to the other page. It's a long one. I'm just going to do the first few lines because it's interesting. He writes, I am B'Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simon Tzadivav, Be'edi Kedushin Shirotzin Lipsol Ha'edim, Shehugva Eidus Aleim, Shem Megalchin Zekonim Betar. That they shaved with a razor. And they wanted to disqualify such Edom because it's a law in the Deraisa to cut the pace. Because of Shein Lahatir below get, you can't permit them, you still need a get, you can't undo the Kedushin. Me'achar Shein Edis Brura Aleim, you know full proof. Were you ever in the bathroom when they shaved before? You don't know. It looks like they used a razor, but you don't really know that. So, Asher Eshkalchol Ayde Yisrael. So that's what he says here. So then here, in this wonderful Sefer, he quotes many poskim that say not only using a razor, but even using a electric shaver would disqualify in it. What? Well, it's not here yet. This is before. So either way, but using a shaver is a more serious isser than. Anyways, he quotes from opinions here that, again, I didn't look each of them up, but a electric shaver, the Chavetz Chaim, the Chazanish, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Shaver Levi, and many, many others, which would disqualify, he says, Roe Poskim would disqualify such people for using electric shavers. I'm not telling you what I think about it. I use electric shavers. Electric shavers, yeah. According to many, that's considered a tar, it's considered a razor, would be an iser, derisa, according to Roe Poskim, but there are also many Poskim who permit the electric shavers. I thought that was interesting. Anyways, let's stop here. Next week, I think we'll maybe go through Shavar Brachos stuff.